producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Can you believe that we are almost to the 10th month of the year?
Time flies, doesn't it? Yeah.
Do you know what? I was thinking in bed this morning that septo is 7, right? Octo is 8. Mm-hmm. Nove is 9.
Right.
And decay is 10. So how come...
I've wondered that many times as well.
You know, I was actually going to Google it this morning, and I just got distracted by other things about, clearly there was a calendar that divided everything up into tens at one point, which is in some ways a lot more logical than 12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And there are 12 signs of the zodiac, but nevertheless.
I've had the same thought many times. I guess I need to look that up too.
Yeah, we need to figure out why Septo is really the 9th month, and Octo is really the 10th month. Maybe just attitude everything.
Which of course doesn't.
It's called added to make a total.
Yep.
I remember in accounting they used to do it saying added to make a total. At mat. That you sort of arbitrarily saw what it was and what it was supposed to be. And at one point in my life, I kept my father's books. Well, which is actually a very good practice. I was, early teens, and he just paid me, $5 a week or something to balance his checkbook for him, which is actually
funny.
In fact, it probably wasn't even that much, but it's actually very good practice, because what you understand is, that I'd say, well, okay, Dad, it's done. And he said, well, are the numbers the same? And I said, no, but they're only 2 cents off. And of course, he'd make me do it again.
Yeah, yeah.
Because 2 cents doesn't make any difference. I mean, they have to balance. It has to be exactly the same.
Right.
And it's very good practice.
It's pretty impressive that he thought that highly of you as a child to let you do that too.
Or he was just chintzy.
Could be.
Well, I mean, he's got all these kids, and I guess he figured might as well put them to work.
Yeah.
But yeah, I literally was balancing his checkbook. That was sort of indulgent. That's the word I want. Indulgent days in my life when I decided about 10 years ago that I didn't have to balance my checkbook anymore. That always kept an extra like 50 or 100 bucks in the bank, so I didn't actually have to figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because for a large part of my life, I remember having 17 cents in the bank.
Oh, yeah,
and
absolutely.
Buying a Coke.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Yeah, so that was sort of a terrific milestone for me when I figured
right.
I have to check. Although I do check my, when the bank sends me things, I do have something on my computer, but when I changed computers, it didn't somehow upgrade it, so I have to figure out how to do that.
Ah.
It'll bounce the checkbook on its own.
Okay. Yeah, some of the banks, actually the bank that I go to, the credit union, just started doing the live transactions where it shows up immediately. But a lot of them, it seems like, are still doing the thing where it'll take a while to process.
Well, it depends whether or not it's direct deposit and stuff like that.
Right.
But, you mean whether they deposit the check? My bank now has, I love my bank. Except when I'm furious with them. But they're actually, it's actually a pretty good bank. But banks make mistakes. And I haven't caught this one so much. Well, actually, that's not true. I've caught them twice. But they said, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. So I always check my bank balance. But my favorite thing about my bank now is that you can take a picture of a check and send it to them, so you don't actually have to go into the bank.
Yep, we do that too. It's the way I get the check to them all the time now.
It's great.
Saves a drive, yeah, definitely.
Well, and a stamp and the delay and having to remember your ATM card. It's
pretty
great.
Slick,
much less likely to get robbed.
Yeah, true. That's a good point.
It's great. You know, and who would have thunk that, even like 5 years ago that you would never have to go into your bank. And I have, next door to me, there's a hotel that has an ATM. So, my bank will refund the ATM fee, so... You know, I don't know what they're going to do with all those big bank buildings. Turn them into condos, I guess.
Have you seen the, you know, there's the Apple Pay is the new thing, but it's been around for a while. The basically the cardless and the cashless pay stations at stores. Some of them have them now and some of them don't. But
you have to start looking for those. Whenever someone wants my credit card, I'm always a little leery about that.
I am too. And I think, I've told you before, if I could start not carrying a wallet and not carrying keys, I'd be a happy guy. Just my phone would be fine with me.
Well, I mean, I think we're very close to that. Aren't there some cars now that you turn on the ignition with your phone?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So, I mean, that'll get rid of your keys. All you have to do is figure your house.
Yeah,
that means when you lose your phone, you are completely
right,
out of luck.
Right, yeah.
But see, I'm convinced in the next couple of years that when a baby is born, that they're going to have, you'll be assigned a cell number and a barcode, and they'll put it like a little, you know, a tattoo. Well, probably not a tattoo because tattoos were out, but they'll put something, you know, a little chip. And it will have your zip code, your phone number that you'll carry your whole life, your social security number, all the things that you'll ever need.
I would imagine a lot of people will not like that one bit.
Well, I mean, it's probably safer than carrying around a credit card.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you. I'm thinking of,
Well, I mean, Big Brother is already here. Big Brother
exactly.
already has that
That's
information.
Kind of what
the
I think
point
about
is
it, right? yeah.
that it, when it's on your person, presumably Big Brother's going to have a little less access to it than when it's in your pocket.
Right, right. I don't disagree. Yeah.
All right, so we have a story. This is a story when I was a very young bride, my then husband was looking for a job at IBM. And IBM in those days interviewed the wives. So not only did he have to pass the test, I had to pass the test, which, of course, everybody was quite worried about. Well, it's now, the world has come now full circle because there is now a study that was out that says, it says a couple things. First of all, there was a study that came out, I think, a couple weeks ago that says if your wife is happy, your marriage is going to be good no matter what you think about each other separate than that. A happy wife is a happy life, you know, just like the song says.
Mm-hmm.
But this one goes a little further. It says successful people in business of either gender have a conscientious partner. Defining conscientiousness, apparently, because it's a kind of a strange word, as essentially reliability, that you can assign tasks to them and you'll know that they'll get done. So what they're saying is a successful person, a person who's successful at work has to be able to delegate some non-work related things to somebody that they can trust and have it being well taken care of.
That's very interesting. And I mean, that seems like something that actually makes a lot of sense. You know, the people that we choose in our lives obviously have a lot of effect on our lives. So if we're choosing the right people in our lives, I think that does.
Yeah, they're saying that people look for exactly the wrong things, which I've always maintained as well.
Yeah.
That they look for somebody who's sexy or cute or whatever, and what you want is a life partner, as somebody who shares a lot of the same traits. And it turns out that both of you need to be conscientious. Since men tend to be less vocal about their relationship and their level of marital unhappiness. That's talking about the other one, is happy wife, happy life. Saying if your wife is happy, everything's going to be fine. If she's not, you're in deep doo-doo. But so I thought what we'd ask on Facebook, and it may take a little while, obviously, to kind of wander through, is what personality trait do you think is the most helpful in your spouse? Or what personality trait do you value most in your spouse?
Yeah.
Like that one?
Yeah, I like that a lot, actually.
Because it may not be, my guess, just knowing how you folks respond, is that my guess is that it's not going to be exactly what we think it's going to be. I mean, because everybody, I mean, it'd be interesting to see how often sense of humor comes up, but hopefully you guys will dig beyond the obvious, all right? Because, I mean, presumably everybody likes somebody who's kind of cheerful, although not necessarily. I'm really cheerful first thing in the morning, and I drive people nuts. What an awful lot of people want in the morning is just quiet, and I'm one of those kind of chirpy people. So, not necessarily noisy, just chirpy. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. Whatever is on your mind is what we'll talk about around here, in addition to whatever we can come up with. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. I guess people don't say Nyan anymore. I don't know where that came from. I guess so.
I have to be honest with you, I've never ever heard that.
One ringy dingy, two ringy dingy. I think Lily Tomlin may have started.
Oh, really?
Nyan. Okay. I don't remember where. Yeah.
She was funny one, too.
She's great. She actually, I went to see her. I saw her show like a gazillion times, and I actually met her. And she sent me a Lily Tomlin doll that said, you know, it was autographed to me, and it was, you know, it was adorable. I mean, she's great.
Nice.
All right, so awesome. We know that October is one of my favorite months for the obvious reason I was born in it. But it turns out, as I mentioned before, that 15% of all births occur in October. Count backward, folks, New Year's Eve. Whereas by standard deviation, it should just be, you know, it's about double what it should be. But we get one solar and one lunar eclipse in this month. How cool is that, don't you think?
Definitely.
Did you know
something
that?
You don't see very often.
Yeah, the reason I know it is because I have this little app on my phone that says full moons, because in my line of work, knowing when the full moon is coming up is a good idea. And usually what's happening is I've just gotten out of a cab or something, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, it must be a full moon. And I look, and it is. But this one, so I checked. The lunar eclipse, have you ever seen a lunar eclipse?
I have, actually. I've taken them in many times.
They're very eerie.
Yeah.
In some ways, more than a solar, I think.
Blood red moon, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. The October 8th, and then a partial solar eclipse when the new moon passes in front of the sun will take a bite on the afternoon of October 23rd. There we go.
That's pretty cool. So how rare is that, I wonder? I mean, is
do you have both the same month?
Yeah.
It says not often.
Okay.
it says not
well,
often
answer,
that a pair
yeah.
of eclipses, one solar one, both occurring in the same month, are visible to sky watchers. So let's see if it says that. The details, 5:15 in the morning, in the western sky, the umbra. There we go. Let's see, Pacific Islands. So the eclipse you'll be able to see best if you're in Hawaii, southwest of Hawaii. Australia will see the whole thing.
Luckies.
There we go. You'll be able, on October 23rd, that you'll be able to see most of North America in the afternoon. The entire evening event will be seen by those west of a line from Manitoba, south to Texas, and into Mexico.
I once watched a lunar eclipse where the moon turned that deep red color.
Yeah, that is really weird.
At the same time, we had the most amazing northern lights going on. It was probably one
wow,
of the coolest things.
Wow, where were you?
Oh, here in Minnesota, yeah.
That's true. You're far enough north.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We get them quite a bit in the wintertime, and, man, that was one of the neatest things I think I've ever seen.
They're eerie. One of mine was just flying over the Grand Canyon with the full moon.
And, oh, wow.
You know, realizing that there'd only been basically about 100 years that people have been able to see that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
that's
you know,
true, yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
Truly. And for most of human history, nobody had ever seen that.
Right.
So it's going to be kind of an interesting month. You know, fasten your seatbelt. It's always my favorite month anyway, so I was kind of aware. I wasn't aware of quite as much going on as is, but... All right, so how about if we did a quick email here? Would that be a good idea?
Yeah, you betcha.
Let's do that.
We have a listener, Margaret from Minneapolis, that writes in, Dr. Dear Joy.
Oh, incidentally, let me,
oh, yeah,
listen, I know we've started in Minneapolis recently, and welcome aboard, everybody. That's special. I mean, I've,
107.1.
Minneapolis is always, yeah, there we go. It's great, you know, I've been in Minneapolis a lot for book tours, and you guys always do well by me, so it's great to... Actually, be heard on the air there as well. Yay.
All right.
So I'd say
yeah.
Welcome and hi.
Perfect. All right. Margaret says, Dr. Dear Joy, I am a person recovering from drug and alcohol for 12 years, a single mom, and a stand-up comic with a day job. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
She says, I recently, as of 2 days ago, have been out of a relationship with a man that she loves with all her heart, she says. She says he seems to have a cycle of every 3 to 6 months to react to something she has done and breaks it off with her, only to contact her again within 1 or 2 weeks and say he misses her and that sort of thing. She says, so I forgive him, and he seems to do the same thing. However, he holds on to faults, and the next 3 to 6 month event that happens, and he just throws it back in her face like a ton of bricks, I guess. So she's just kind of asking if this relationship can be salvaged. How does she help with that? Is she going to call she calls it a PTSD cycle in the manner that she doesn't alienate him or frustrate him in the process, I guess.
Is there any indication about why she's calling it post-traumatic? What would be the stressor?
She doesn't really go into that too much. She does say he was in the Navy. He did spend time in the Navy, although she doesn't say whether he saw action, but I assume he must have, because she says that she wonders if he's misdiagnosed or you know, non-diagnosed for PTSD.
It would be helpful to have a little more information here.
Mm-hmm.
But let me sort of wander through what I've got. First of all, that whole issue of post-traumatic stress disorder, I mean, the good news about it is that people are at least aware of it, although it's been called other things. It's been called shell shock and battle fatigue and things over that. There's always been a recognition that trauma, especially to the military, can translate into flashbacks later on, seemingly unrelated, in time at least, to the initial event. The fact that it's become part of the vernacular is sort of a good news, bad news story from my point of view. The good news is that there is a recognition that that battle is, for most normal human beings, is a very traumatic event. The bad news about it is it's used to apply to everything. It was very interesting because September 11th was in some ways the largest research project that's ever been done in the United States, admittedly, inadvertently. And what they found was because you had so many people who were directly affected by the same event. And the question is, were they affected in the same way? And the answer is no, they weren't. And it turns out that people who suffered post-traumatic stress disorder from September 11th quite often manifest symptoms of depression or anxiety before September 11th, and that many people, and it was not dependent on how close you were to Ground Zero or to the Pentagon or flying a plane or flight attendants, or it had nothing to do with anything that you would assume would affect it, like the closer you were to the trauma, the more likely it was to be affected. And for lack of a better term, they came up with this term called resilience, and which was sort of basically defined almost by definition as, well, I suppose that is a definition, is the people who seem to recover more readily or to be less affected going forward than people who weren't. So, I mean, assuming that somebody is suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, I think may not be very valuable, may not be very helpful, because it just doesn't really define things. Let me, when we come back a little bit, talk about how you set limits, how you set some boundaries. So regardless of whatever that other person is doing, regardless of what the definition is, that doesn't ruin your life, because that's really what we're talking about here. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to 7 amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercial. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Dan, here on the air, I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Howdy. Good morning. I really appreciate your show. I've listened for a long time. I do have a relationship struggle with my youngest son. He's 31. He just turned 31 in March.
Okay.
And he stopped talking to me in May of last year. And I have another son who's 33, and he said that he probably is not going to talk to me ever again. We've had some differences in the past. And I guess I'm just looking to see if there's an avenue or a means to go and try and get some reconciliation going on.
Sure. Do you know why he stopped talking to you specifically?
Well, I think there was some differences going back to when his mother and I were divorced, and that's 20 years ago. I think he's started counseling last year, and essentially he had stopped talking to me for 7.5 years, resumed talking about a year and a half ago.
Do we know why he stopped then and why he resumed?
Well, way back when his brother said that he had emotional and psychological issues and problems going back to when his mother and I were divorced, and You know, I don't know if you ever dealt with that or any of that kind of stuff. And I think in the course of his in college years that he started counseling, and I'm not sure why. I guess
there's no specific trigger that you know about.
No, I don't have any.
How far away from you does he live?
Well, I live in St. Paul. He lives in Minneapolis. It's 10 miles away.
Okay. When's the last time you actually saw him?
I actually saw him in May of last year. I had lunch with him, and it went well. And
all right,
after that.
And that. So you left the lunch thinking everything was okay?
Yes.
Is he single or married?
No, he's single. He's single. He's got a long-time girlfriend, and they just moved in together, from what I heard, too.
He didn't ask you for any money. You didn't give him any unsolicited advice. There was
no.
Nothing that you can sort of pinpoint that might have triggered something for him.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, if there's nothing, I would really encourage you to go back and check your memory banks to just make sure, because you're so specific about the last time, which is very helpful, because sometimes something that you may have seen as being innocuous of saying, well, you look tired, or, you know, gee, you're the same kid you were 15 years ago. I mean, something that you may have seen as being either benign or kidding or whatever, that if people are sensitive enough, it can rub them the wrong way. And it sounds like he has a pretty low threshold for any kind of even veiled criticism from you. But so I would encourage you, not necessarily right now, but to really go back and comb through your memory banks and make sure that there's nothing you can pinpoint. Because if you could pinpoint something, then you can apologize for it. You can focus on it and say, that isn't what I meant, but I understand that, you know, in retrospect, that might have hurt your feelings, and I feel terrible about it. So if you can find it, it's very, very useful. If you cannot,
okay.
I would still begin kind of a strategy. You know, a strategy is what you do when there's nothing you can do. A tactic is what you do when there's something you can do. So a strategy of kind of just wearing him down, of being in his life, even in some kind of tangential way. Because by you, if he doesn't talk to you, have you reached out to him at all in the last year?
Yes, I have. I called him probably once a month, and,
okay.
Just checking on him. I just get his voicemail.
Okay.
And a year and a half ago, when he was, we had the three of us had lunch just before the holidays. I did get this mailing address, and so I do have that, and I haven't mailed him anything. And I thought, well, if I can't raise him on the phone and get a response, I thought perhaps I can write him a note, and perhaps I can restart this relationship or find out what the cause and effect of whatever has happened.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a great idea. I would do absolutely that. And just even if it's kind of a once every couple of weeks, you have to figure out what your tolerance level is, because I would not expect any return anytime soon from him. But maybe sending him a postcard twice a month with, you know, a picture of, you know, a baseball player, of baseball, something the two of you enjoyed together, or whatever it is, that just thought of you, or remember when we, you know, we had those ice cream cones that dripped all over our hands, or whatever. Just kind of vague reminiscences. It doesn't necessarily have to be quite as sentimental as I'm making it sound, although it can be.
Sure, to
just say, look, I'm here. Because he's not reaching out to you, but if neither of you reach out to one another, it means that he has to do more work. So I would sort of maintain a relatively sturdy but flexible bridge to him, so when he decides to reach out, he doesn't have quite so far to go, and you're at least making the statement that says, I'm in your life, I love you. And if it's any comfort to you, Dan, I think that sometime in mid to late 30s is when most people do go through this, everything in my life that's wrong is my parents' fault. And then most of us come out the other end and understand that our parents did the best they could, and they may have been terrific and they may have been terrible, but what goes on from here on is our responsibility, not anybody else's. And therapy can exacerbate that process a little bit, because therapy at some point focuses on who you were, and I think a good therapist and successful therapy at some point moves into, okay, what can I do about it now? Just because my parents smack me upside the head every night at 6 when I was a child doesn't mean I have to continue doing that to myself. So if you can just buy not compassion so much as just a willingness to suspend judgment. I get to be curious rather than furious. And again, if you can go back and find anything, that's useful. But in the meantime, just keeping in touch with him. As you said, you have a mailing address, not asking anything of him, even a response, and just see what happens. I mean, you really have nothing to lose, and it will give you the sense of focusing on him and a relationship and how much you care about him, even if it's a bit bittersweet right now, whenever you send it to him. So I would do it.
Okay. I just have one thing.
Let me
leave the phone alone and just write a
letter. I'll tell you what. Let me hold on to that question for just a minute. Hang on for me, and we'll answer that as soon as I come back. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We're talking with Dan, who's going through one of those really painful things that happen sometimes between parents and adult children, which is the "I hate you, you ruined me, my life is in tatters because of you," which usually happens. Teenage years are tumultuous of "I hate you, you're awful," but sometime, usually in the mid to late 30s, you know, sometimes like 20s, but you know, we all assume that everybody achieves adulthood at 18 or 21, and that's ridiculous. It's sometime in the early to mid 30s, usually, when somebody looks at their life and thinks, okay, it's my parents' fault. I was emotionally abused, or they were absent, or whatever. And at some point, and as I said, therapy tends to exacerbate that, but hopefully at some point we come out of it and understand that we're responsible for our own life, and that whether our parents did a great job or a terrible job, it's now our job to figure out how to run our lives. So Dan has, in the past, called, and he's saying, all right, so what do I do about the phone calls now if I'm ready? And then part of it is just your own comfort level, that you shouldn't be calling more than, I don't know, maybe a couple times a month. You know, you don't want to be calling 85 times a day because that's against the law. And, you know, I don't know that there's ever been a test case of a parent being accused of stalking their child, but you don't want to be the first one. And that's just going to be an irritation. You don't want to do that. But I think if it feels good to call and just hear his voice and say, hi, this is Dad, just wanted to call and tell you I was thinking about you, or, I know your birthday's only a couple of days away, and I hope, you know, I'd love to spend it with you if you have some time, give me a call back. I mean, whatever it is that feels comfortable for you, just make sure that you're not feeling so vulnerable that if at some point he finally does pick up the phone, you're going to be so furious with him and you're not going to be able to do business. So you have to figure out your own comfort level on this, but I see nothing wrong with the combination of the two.
Okay. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dan. And again, it's not just you, and it's not just your son. It's nothing that you did either right or wrong, particularly. This is the combination of his age and the fact that the two of you were divorced. You and his mom were divorced, and then therapy, and all of those tend to make it somewhat of a perfect storm of a lot of emotional upheaval. But it doesn't usually last forever. And the other thing, let me just add this in passing. I'd be careful about using your other son to pass messages, because first of all, things can get misinterpreted, and it also gives the younger son the notion that somehow you prefer the older child. And it also allows your younger son not to do the business with you. So I would suggest to the older son that while you appreciate it, that he doesn't really want to be the messenger. And he probably would love to get out of that role because it's going to hurt his stomach as well. And just say, let's you and I make a deal that unless there's something going really dreadfully wrong, that you don't have to carry messages. I won't ask you, and you don't have to volunteer. And just see where, you know, because that may work better as well. If your son feels that he has a way of sending messages without actually having to get in touch with you, that takes the responsibility of communication completely off his shoulders. And I don't know that you want to do that. It'll also give your older son an ulcer. So he doesn't want that role. I mean, it's a powerful position, which is why people get seduced into it, but you really don't want to tackle that. I think it's not a healthy model in the long run.
Understood. I have two more questions. You said a card perhaps once or twice a month?
Yeah, or a postcard, anything, a letter, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be a Hallmark Hall of Fame. It just can be love postcards because there's something visual about them, and you don't have to open them, and they're kind of friendly and informal.
Sure,
I'm a postcard girl, yeah.
Yeah, a few minutes ago you used two words and I didn't have a pen. And one was started with an S and the other one started with a T about some procedural things to do.
Can you give me the context?
You know, I can't. I think this program will be replayed tonight, and so...
Well, you'll be able to download the podcast in about a half hour, so you can get...
Oh, really?
I say tangential? Maybe that was it?
Possibly.
Well, tangential means not, you know, not... on the side. It means that it's not primary, but it's it's kind of secondary. I may have said secondary and tangential.
Okay. Secondary, okay. I think that's what you were saying.
Rather than primary.
Right. Okay, I understand.
Okay.
It's well taken. I really appreciate your counsel.
My pleasure. And next time I say something you don't understand, just stop me at that moment and say, back up. What was that?
Sure.
That's a perfectly okay thing to do. All right?
Dan, thank you, Dr. Gunn.
You're welcome, Dan.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in an area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, that's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying a dollar, a buck and a half, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com. And click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay, ProPure.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. Again, that's vanishingcash.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I like that, advice for life. I kind of think that's kind of snappy, not to mention accurate. Are we talking, although advice for death seems a little, never mind.
It is Halloween season, after all.
Yeah, live broadcast. What would a dead broadcast? Never mind. Actually, I actually did one of the stations I worked for. In fact, the station that I'm back on here is next door to a 300-year-old graveyard. So when we're talking about, you know, a live broadcast, and I actually did a remote there in a room that adjoins the cemetery. Pretty cool.
That's pretty creepy.
It is. Well, yeah.
I mean, cool, too, but yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Perfect for this time of year.
Yeah. Boo. Okay, did you know Halloween has become this big deal holiday? That the average amount of time, the average amount of money per adult in the United States is something like $600 or something?
Oh, I believe it. I wouldn't
shocked.
Spend that much, but I mean, have you seen the amount that these costumes cost nowadays? That's just crazy.
Well, you know, my particular theory is that everybody loves Halloween in the United States because we're all so repressed that men dress like women and women dress like hookers.
Yep, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. And gives people an opportunity to do something they normally wouldn't.
Yes, it's kind of, yeah. It's run amok day, yeah.
I love Halloween, though. I think I've told you that before. Yeah, I like going out with the kids and getting them all dressed up and that sort of thing. I think it's a lot of fun. You know what I don't like, though?
The masks, because they can't see. No, I don't know.
Well, that too, but when I was a kid, you used to, you know, buy parts of a costume and put this garb together, you know? But now it's everything is these all-in-one...
They're superheroes, and they're very expensive.
Yeah. I guess with our kids, we still do the thing where we try to piece together some crazy costume. I think it's a lot more fun that way, you know.
I do too. My favorite costume. Well, I had several costumes. One was when we lived in Boston, and I really worry about kids and masks because they can't see very well. And so one year I got a plastic garbage bag and filled it with balloons and cut out. Four holes and then put the top around her neck and she went as a bag of M&Ms. That was pretty cool.
That's funny.
Fun. Yeah. And there are a couple of years, one of my favorite pictures of her is we dressed her as a bum and complete with a beard and everything. It was still called bums then. I don't think you dress people as homeless people. This doesn't work.
The hobo. I think I was a hobo one year, too.
Yeah. Well, because you got to wear crummy clothes and be really dirty.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. So, so we're back, at any rate, before I digress myself.
Yeah, sure.
To the email about post-traumatic stress disorder, which I said is a term that's gotten... I mean, the good news about it is it's acknowledged that there are people who suffer from it. But the bad news is that the definition has gotten so global that it's misdiagnosed a lot. So, I don't have enough information about your sweet babu who keeps having hissy fits every two to four times a year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, 2 to 4 times a year, depending on how long they last and how uncomfortable they are and how cataclysmic they are, I mean, you know, maybe you know, a couple times a year, maybe, you know, that may be not a bad bad track record, depending, again, hopefully there's no violence involved, because if there are, you should not be around. Anybody can get hit the first time. The second time, you have to stand there. So you need to clear out. But let's assume that there's no violence involved. It's just kind of upsetting. And the other issue, of course, is if this is predictable behavior, that even when he's not being weird, you're anticipating him being weird, which may, of course, exacerbate the problem and be a catalyst for it as well. So the question is, rather than assuming, because if you say to somebody, it's kind of like men have, since Garden of Eden, been saying to women, oh, you must be having your period. And it just infuriates us because it assumes that they had nothing to do with it, that they were completely blameless in this, and that's a good way to get somebody furious with you. And saying to him, well, you probably have post-traumatic stress disorder is going to have very likely the same effect on him of, well, you know, what about your behavior? So let's start there.
Right. I was thinking the same thing. You know, she talks a lot about his issues in this email, but she doesn't give any of her back. I mean, she does say that she recovered from drugs and alcohol. But,
and the question is, how long ago was he involved in that process, being a single mom and working and being a stand-up? It may be that your sense of humor is not the same as his. It may be that that he's worried because most stand-up comedians work in nightclub situation where there's alcohol and there's other men around. And so, you know, rather than assuming that he's suffering from something over which you're going to have absolutely no control, which gives you not a whole lot of option, either put up with it or leave, why don't we start with the assumption that you are doing something that's really irritating to him? Now, again, if there's violence involved, I don't care how irritating you are, you ought not to be there, period, the end. Assuming there's no violence involved, then looking at your own behavior and maybe starting that discussion with him of saying, you know, I noticed that we get along fine for, you know, 3 or 4 months and then there's a blow up. And to me, it seems like this is periodic, But from your point of view, it may feel that, I'm doing something that's really irritating. Can we start there about what I could do differently that might make our relationship easier? Because I'm sure this is as difficult for you as it is for me, which may or may not be the case. But it's a useful, at least, discussion opener as opposed to you blaming him and saying, okay, there's something really wrong with you. You need to get some help, of saying, this is something that's happening to both of us. It's very alarming for me. I'm sure it is for you. Let's start with you telling me what I could do differently that might make our life together calmer and easier. And then you have to be willing to listen to him, as opposed to just get defensive or sort of just waiting till you get a chance, till he stops talking and you can begin talking again. Because even with post-traumatic stress disorder, there's usually a stressor. There is a trigger. It may or may not be something you're doing, but it's not a bad place to start, especially if you want the relationship to go. But before you even start there, you may want to do just a checklist of, is there enough in this relationship that it really works for you? Because it sounds like you're very busy, and if he has a sense that he's just one in a long line of commitments and responsibilities, that may not be very flattering. I have no idea how old either of you are. I have no idea whether he has a drug or alcohol problem. I have no idea what his work is at this moment. You said he was in the Navy, but I don't know whether he is still in the Navy. So there's a whole lot here that I just don't know. There's a whole lot here that you don't know either. But it's a much better technique to start with somebody saying, look, what can I do to change this? What can I do to make things better? As opposed to, you're nuts, you need a therapist. Very few people respond well to that suggestion, especially if it's true, especially if they feel it may be the issue. So start with, it occurs to me that we're having these blow-ups all the time, and you haven't told me how long you've been together. I assume if this happens every 3 to 6 months, you've probably been together at least a couple of years. But there is such a thing as seasonal affective disorder. But before we start with a diagnosis, let's start with something over which you're going to have some control, which is your behavior. So starting with him, not to mention, presumably it can open up a dialogue that somebody's saying, look, I know I've got some problems here. Can you be specific with me about what I can do to change my behavior? Is a much more effective technique than saying you need a therapist. Okay, I am perfect. You are not. All right. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.